Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's disappointment on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean today among a group of American teenagers and some young African women who are hoping to unite tomorrow for a special event in Natick. The Americans are members of a group at Natick High School. They've been sending school supplies and equipment to help fund the education of girls and young women in the West African nation of the Gambia. That's a sliver of a country, one of the smallest on the continent. The Gambian women were supposed to fly to take part in a concert tomorrow night at Natick High School. The concert is still going to happen, but the young Africans won't be there because the U.S. Embassy in the Gambia has denied their visas twice in some cases. Ali Chalmers is a junior at Natick High and the founder of the school group that's been helping the Gambian girls. Yvonne Chalmers is Ali's mother. Welcome to both of you. Ali, you first. How did the connection between Natick High and the Gambian young women happen?
So a few years ago, our high school was being rebuilt, and so we were looking for a place to send all of the school supplies that was going to be demolished at that time when it was going to be rebuilt. So we got in contact with a group in the Gambia and then ultimately sent over all that school supplies, and our family then traveled to the Gambia and met these girls and worked with them and built relationships with them.
Wow. So that was really kind of up close and personal. So you have sent a lot of school supplies there with the help of Starfish International. This is a New York-based group raising money to build an Academy of Excellence school for the young women in the Gambia. This is, again, in West Africa. So what was the plan in terms of having the young women visit?
I have a group at my school called the Change the World Club, and I started this group in September. And we have been dreaming up this event this year to fundraise for their education. And that was the main dream of our group, was to fundraise enough money so that we could actually fly over five of those girls in the Gambia to be here at the concert and connect to our whole community.
There is a lot going on internationally right now, and what has happened is that the girls were denied their visas. Can you tell us what you know about what happened to them?
Yes, yeah, sadly, they applied for their visas, and the U.S. Embassy decided that they weren't eligible and didn't think that they should be granted, because they felt the kids didn't have enough reason to return to their country before their visa expired.
And that's a huge issue with anybody applying for a visa. Will the person want to stay in the United States, or do they have reason to want to go back?
They have their dreams and their hopes, which is how we've connected to them, to change their village, to change their country. And all of the other Starfish girls that they have become sisters with would be dependent on them coming back, and their futures would be impacted greatly if they failed to come back. And the communities are very, very close. They're very close to their families.
When you mention Starfish girls, these are girls and young women who have been on the receiving end of some of the help from Starfish International, Ali, through your group as well. Starfish International has posted on its Facebook page the response from some of the young women who were supposed to come and be in Natick, in fact, tomorrow night. Let's hear from one of them. Her name is Aji Jatainjai.
I felt really bad and let down by the American Embassy because they judged me based on their past experiences and could not see our records, our mission, and our proofs of ties in the Gambia. My message to the American Embassy is that they should find a way to give young Gambian girls like me, who are the hopes of their people, the opportunity to widen their knowledge and service skills. Otherwise, the people who deserve this chance and are qualified for these opportunities will be mistaken for the bad ones. Thank you. Bye.
Aji is 17 years old. She suggests that she and the other girls are being mistaken for, quote unquote, the bad ones. Now, Gambia is not one of the countries covered under President Trump's proposed travel ban. It is a mainly Muslim country. It is poor, but it's a stable country. We contacted the embassy in Banjul in the Gambia and are waiting for a response. The State Department did, though, send us a response and said that they can't talk about individual visa applicants and reasons for refusals. But what does the denial mean for you? Can you make sense of it in your head?
I think it's just incredibly disappointing, because throughout this year, both of our groups have really united under the hope that as young people, as teenagers, we can make a difference in the world. We can have dreams and aspirations. And display that we have the tools to accomplish those things. And I think that's exactly what the girls have presented, and the fact that the embassy can't see, you know, who they are and what this cause is disappointing. It's definitely a tough reality check in terms of, you know, what can happen in the politics of, you know, making this happen, and that those can be a major thing that get in the way.
Yvonne, how do you see that kind of reality check, as Allie put it?
I really feel and hope that people can understand that we're trying to help children grow in the best way they can, so one day they're going to lead this world. And by being interconnected this way, the world will be a better place, a changed place for the good. And it does sadden me that this was denied. And I think that to say, okay, this didn't work, why didn't it work, can we make it work and allow children to grow and have these relationships, seems all good to me, and who could it hurt?
What about the kids over there in the Gambia?
And the kids over there, they had their hopes disappointed in a very big way. You cannot imagine being from this village, being from this remote society.
You've been there.
I've been there. And it's, my daughter said, living in the United States is like being in Disney World, 24 hours a day.
You mean compared to what?
Compared to living in the Gambia. These kids were going to get to come here and then see what they could take from this culture that would be applicable to helping their culture grow and just be better for each other. Now I'm sad for them as well, that they're not going to get to do that.
Well, thank you both for speaking with us. Allie Chalmers on the telephone, Yvonne Chalmers, Allie's mother here in the studio. Thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Really appreciate it.